Good evening, Moira Veraboisai. Good evening. We finished off yesterday on a very delicate shaila. What happens if somebody forgets Ya'alev Yovoi on Chol HaMoed Rosh Chodesh? So we learned that the Shulchan Aruch says, if you forgot to say Ya'alev Yovoi Chol HaMoed Rosh Chodesh, the halacha is, he can ask the Shliach Tzibur to, he can be Yotze to Chazor Sashatz. Can be Yotze through Chazor Sashatz. Now, we pointed out, now there's a question to that. What's the question to that?
How can he be Yotze?
How can he be Yotze? Surely he's a Boki. He's a person who knows how to daven. He's a Boki. So surely, if he's a Boki, the Chazan shouldn't be able to be Yotze him. Good. We'll address that as well, Amid Hashem. Why will the chazan? Why will he have intention to be motzi somebody who's a baki in the first place? Why will he be motzi him? Maybe ask as well a very practical shaila. I don't know if you've ever forgotten Ya'alev Yovoi. I'm sure none of you have ever forgotten Ya'alev Yovoi. I'm sure you haven't forgotten. But have you ever heard of actually people being relying on this pesach in Shulchan Aruch? Have you ever heard of actually people doing so? That they forgot Ya'alev Yovoi, and then they actually rely on the Chazor Sashatz. Is this common practice? It isn't.
As far as I remember, in the Artscroll Siddur, it doesn't mention this.
It does not mention this.
It just says you have to repeat it.
So why? Let's phrase the question in the following way. How come the Artscroll Siddur does not suggest to do that?
If it's
a Mefurash Shulchan Aruch, it's not common practice. Very good.
No Ramah seems to be Cholek.
Very good. So we'll address that. Okay? We'll be seeing these answers to this question shortly. Okay. Let's briefly recap the Shulchan Aruch and then go straight into a few very important Mishnah Berurahs. Sefkot Lamites, Mem Aleph. Shayatzin Sefkot Mem Zayin is also critical. Okay. So Shulchan Aruch says as follows. Misha Shochach, somebody forgot, Volo Yalev Yovoi. He failed to say Yalev Yovoi, Berosh Chodesh, Oy Chol HaMoed, on Rosh Chodesh, or on Chol HaMoed, Oy Bechol Dova, or anything should so chlachsa b'shvila that you need to go back and his ma'akev is filling. You say shuven esa again. What should he do? He should have intention in his mind. Beyishma m'shliach tzibo, and he should hear from the shliach tzibo. Kol shuven esa brachas, all the 18 brachas meroish from the beginning ve'atzoyf until the end. Ka'adam shemispar el atzmoi, as if he be davening himself. V'lo yavtzik, he may not interrupt. V'lo yasiach, he may not talk. For poisik sholosh psias la'achorav, he should step back the 3 steps. Take him into kvaris palel, since he has daven elosh shochach, forgotten. For his kid didn't mention afal pishu boki lo izaboki shliach tibur moitzio shliach tibur can be moitzim. Okay, so first of all, Sifkot Lametes tells us that you can rely on this halacha not only for Ya'alev Yovoi, but in fact also says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Lametes bechol dava for anything mashma meloshen ze. It appears from these words that afilu even im dilek, if you forgot to say mashiv ruach umeri degoshem shim misholosh rishonos, which is from the first 2 brachas, vechen muchbe ozeruah simen tov samach. Yes, if a person forgets mashiv ruach umeri degoshem, we learned that it is ma'akev. You need to say shmoneser again mashiv ruach umeri degoshem. So if a person forgot to say mashiv ruach umeri degoshem, he remembers that after he's completed his tefillah, the halacha is he should say shmoneser again. So we're learning now, you don't have to go back, says the Mishnah Berurah, you don't have to go back and say Shmoneh Esrei again, you can actually rely on the same halacha over here, you can rely on the Shliach Tzibur v'motzi you. That's what Mishnah Berurah says at this point. Sifkot Mem Mishnah Berurah, Yichavein Daitoi. Now the Mishnah Berurah says as follows. We have to do this slowly. The Afal Gav, the Kaimelon, although we pasken, the Shliach Tzibur einoi motzi, Shliach Tzibur is not motzi, Ela only, Dafke, specifically, Misha einoi boki, somebody who is not a boki. So the question is, how come that it can be motivated if somebody's forgotten the Ya'alev Yovoi? Shiny Hoche, it's different over here. Shei Spaleil, he has davened. Ela only she Shachach, he's forgotten v'lo Hizkia. He forgot. He's davened, but he's forgotten. Lochein, therefore, afal pishu boki, although he's a boki, hashliach tzibu, the chazn motzi is motzi him. Says the Mishnah Berurah, asked, the question that we addressed yesterday. How can it be that somebody forgot Ya'alev Yovoi? How can the Chazan be Moitzi him? He's a Boki. A Boki cannot be Yotze. That's the Mishnah Berurah's question. And he answered the following question. He answered the following question in the following way. He says, do you know why he can be? You're right, he's a Baki. But over here, we're not talking about him being motzi the whole Shmoneh Esrei. He said to Shmoneh Esrei, he's daven Shmoneh Esrei, but he's forgotten Yalev Yavoi. Okay, so it's for him, Chazal said, he's forgotten Yalev Yavoi. Can't be motzi him for the entire Shmoneh Esrei, but he's only forgotten Yalev Yavoi. For that, although he's a Baki, Chazal can be motzi him. Haboy said, does that make sense to you or not? Yeah. Because he needs to, the halacha is, he needs to repeat Shmoneh Esrei because he forgot Yalev Yavoi. He doesn't, No, he's moitzi for the entire Shmoneh. You need to go for the whole Shmoneh Esrei. But he's been moitzi for that. So I hear there's a problem over here. Rabbi Yisai, does it make sense to you, this Mishnah Berurah? How does the Mishnah Berurah make sense? What's the kash on this Mishnah Berurah, rather? Let's... Okay, so it's probably true they made an exception in this case. I would like to explain this Mishnah Berurah with... Yes?
Is it already davened? Has he already fulfilled his derisive obligation?
Right. It's not referring to the derisive obligation, Pashtus.
He's already fulfilled basically his derabbanan obligation as well.
Good.
It's a small part.
Okay, so I'm going to explain this Mishnah Berurah, which is it's very hard to understand it, unless there's the achronim, some of the gdoli achronim, say a certain concept, and over here it's just so clear. Once you understand, once you see this concept, it's so poshut. It makes so much sense over here. Otherwise, you're struggling in this Mishnah Berurah, in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Achronim as well. The concept is as follows: there is a distinction, Rabbi Yisai, between somebody who did not daven at all, and somebody who davened but has an obligation to do Shmoneh Esrei again. There's a difference. Somebody who's not daven at all, he hasn't davened. Somebody has davened, but he needs to go over Shmoneh Esrei again because he didn't say Yalev Yavoi. There's a halacha, he needs to go over Shmoneh Esrei again. That doesn't mean that he hasn't davened. He has davened and he wasn't Yotze, but he needs to daven again.
Does it cancel with Din Baki
then? Right, very good. No, so it doesn't cancel, but the point is that the halacha is, it's a bit, does it make sense? That we're saying that it's not pshat, he didn't daven at all. Somebody who needs to go over Shmoneh Esrei again doesn't mean he never davened. We're not saying that he never davened before. Yes, he davened, but he needs to go over again because he didn't say Alev Yavoi. But doesn't mean he never davened before. It's not. You know what? The poskim can even say it could be he wasn't even Boach Levat Tola. Now, Chonim says that first time he davened Shmoneh Esrei, you didn't say Alev Yavoi. Could be he wasn't Boach Levat Tola. Could be he wasn't Boach Levat Tola. Of course, you need to daven Shmoneh Esrei again. Probably a Boach Shein Tzricha. Boach Levat Tola. It's probably not Boach Levat Tola. So we're seeing over here that, you know what? Since he has davened already. But he needs to have a Shmoneh Esrei with Yalev Yavoi. For that, although he's a Baki, he can be Yotze with Chazor Sashatz. Rabbi Yisai, does that make sense? It's a bit lomdish. Does it make sense?
Yeah.
What do you tell me? It makes sense.
Yeah.
Acceptable to you?
Yeah.
Acceptable? It's very lomdish. Yeah, it makes sense?
It's basically saying this case is completely different.
Correct.
It's not that he's a Baki and therefore he can't do Shmoneh Esrei for him. He's done his Shmoneh Esrei. It's just a small part that didn't work. And that part he can...
Well, we're not saying that. Well, we're not saying that it's
the whole concept of the Shmoneh Esrei.
Correct. So we're not saying. I think what the Moshe implied. We're not saying that it's only being motzim for Yalev Yavoi. We're not saying that, because of course he needs to go with the whole Shmoneh Esrei. If somebody forgets Yalev Yavoi, he needs to say the whole Shmoneh Esrei again. We're not saying he's only being motzim for Yalev Yavoi, but we are saying that since he forgot Yalev Yavoi, so he did some obligation is fulfilled already. And the Aliyah, of course, he needs to go over Yalev Yavoi again. He needs to go over the Shmoneh Esrei again. But then he can be Yotze through Chazor Sashatz. Yeah.
He's a Baki, why can't he go over himself?
He could. We are saying the Shulchan Aruch says that you can be Yotze through the Chazan. Yeah.
Why then is it the correct phase, not the commonly accepted practice?
Very good. Absolutely. Very good. Leading to the next question, absolutely. So why is it that it's not a common practice to do? Hey, if a person forgot Yalev Yavoi Mas Shiveruach and needs to go over Shmoneh Esrei again, how come you've never seen anybody being Yotze to the Chazan? Says the Mishnah Berurah, the continuation of the Mishnah Berurah says as follows. The Achronim write, Shekosvu, the Mutav Shachzav Ispal Be'atzmo, it is better he should daven Shmoneh Esrei himself. person who forgot Yamashiv Ruach, a person who forgot Yalev Yovoy, Bidin Cholamoid, Bidin Rosh Chodesh, it's better to do it himself. Why is that? Not every person can have intention in his mind. Normally, the average person nowadays cannot concentrate sufficiently to listen to the entire Shmoneh Esrei from the Chazan. He won't be able to. He's not going to manage. He won't manage to concentrate. Because our concentration span is ridiculously small, and we won't be able to hold on to it. We won't be able to. What do you tell us? True? We won't be able to. So better to daven Shmoneh Esrei himself. Make sense? Make sense.
You could argue that you want to keep his...
Probably he's going to... If you do some the action yourself, it's normally... It's more likely to hold on. Says the Mishnah, "Shema levavo yifne v'lo yishma me'ashlech tzibo." He's a miller, he's a ma'ak mitfila. He may just switch off a few words, and he may not going to be yotze the tfila through the chazal shatz. Right. An additional reason: the cost of a bach veli rabbe timashlech tzibo dakole avliyah milois. If the chazan tends to swallow words, medin also lismoich ashatz. You make it, then you cannot rely on the shlech tzibo. El chav nispal malzmo. You have to daven shmona esrei yourself. Fascinating Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Mem tells us. First of all, we're learning that yes, we're understanding that the halacha is indeed a person can really be yotze to chazos ashatz of the chazan. Really, in principle, however, the Mishnah Berurah says nowadays we don't do that because we generally tend to switch off. And therefore, it's not. If you switch off for a few words, you've had it. Therefore, it's better if you daven Shmoneh Esrei yourself. That is, without a doubt, the reason why nowadays, I think that somebody forgets Yalev Yovoy, he's going to go over Shmoneh Esrei again. The additional reason mentioned in Mishneh Berurah is because the Chazan may not verbalize every word properly, may swallow up some words, and therefore you won't be able to through the Chazos HaShatz. Rabbi Isai, I had an O over here. What do you think about the Enom Bekim? I find the Enom Bekim of previous generation were fascinating people. That's what I had my feeling over here. The Enom Bekim in the times of the Mishnayos were fascinating people. Because on one hand, they were not able to read. They were Enom Bekim. On the other hand, in one area, they were a lot stronger than us. What's evident from this Mishnah over here?
Kavana.
Kavana, and not only your own Kavana, but even... that's right, they were able to hold on to Chazos HaShatz in full concentration. Something which nowadays, Mishnah Berurah says, nobody can do. Isn't that interesting? They were not able to read. They couldn't read. But when the Chazan would be moitzi them, they would be able to listen from Shmoneh Esrei from beginning to end. Something which Mishnah Berurah says, we can't do that nowadays, you should daven ourselves Shmoneh Esrei. What do you think about it? Pardon? Musa Dosha. About focus and concentration of contemporary generation.
It makes sense, I guess, because education... Didn't learn to read in the same way that, you know, even in these kinds of things.
Right.
I guess people didn't have the same...
Yeah. Although it is well known that it was very rare. It was, throughout the history of Klal, it was very rare to have people who simply couldn't read. Much less common than in the Goyishan world. But nevertheless, it seems that it did occur. That's the whole concept of Enoboki. It must have occurred. But you're quite right. It's fascinating. But they were able to concentrate from beginning to end of Shmoneh Esrei. Nowadays we can't do it. We mustn't rely on it. We have to daven Shmoneh Esrei all over. Well, that's the halacha we learned earlier, that in Lashon HaKodesh, if it's said in Lashon HaKodesh, even if they don't understand, that's still yotze.
Back in the days, people would get up with the dawn, and they would have no interruptions from dawn till dusk, and then they'd go home, and there was no concept of mobile phones and pages and telephones and... had to be here at 2 o'clock, and they didn't have any concept of time. It wasn't until a few hundred years ago, and the railroads in the industrialized Britain, that was about 200-300 years ago, they started having to look at the clock for the railroads.
And that's when we started rushing, and that's when our concentration stopped.
Yeah,
is that what happened? Okay. Okay. Anyway, that's quite interesting. Sophic, I swear this is Yalev Yovoy. Fascinating point. Yeah, well, the Bialocha does suggest that. You remember the Bialocha, somebody who's not sure he had Kavon in the first Brachas. Bialocha does suggest that. Hold on and then be Yotze through the Chazos HaShatz. Other poskim don't like it so much, but yes, Mishnah in Pialocha does say, we spoke about it earlier in earlier shir. Pialocha says if you have mesupik as to whether you had kavon or you didn't have kavon in the first brachas, you should rely on that.
Yeah.
No, the Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Pesach Shalosh Pesach LaChayav." Now, is it a problem? I think you mentioned that, or you saw so from your between your lines. Is there a problem in our? If I don't know, are you ever a chazan? Do you ever daven for the Amud? If you are davening for the Amud, do you have intention to be Motzi? Say you daven for the Amud on Rosh Chodesh, on Chol HaMoed. Say you daven for the Amud. Do you have intention to be Motzi during Riochas of Shatz, the people in the Minyan who may have forgotten Yalev Yovai? Do you think that they have the average chazan has got that intention? He should. That's what I say. Yeah, but does he actually have positive intention that there may be people behind him who have forgotten Yalev Yovai? Remember, nowadays most people are Bakim. In an average Minyan, you're not going to be Motzi anybody. Right? In average men, you're not going to be waiting to anybody. They all daven Shemoneh Esrei themselves. So what do you think? That the chazan has got intention to be moed to the person who forgot Yalev Yovai? Does he need to? What happens if he doesn't have intention? Does that mean the person who tried to be yotzeh, does he mean that he's not? So Reb Moshe has a tshuva about it. Reb Moshe said it doesn't matter. Since he wants to do like takonas chachomim, he wants to do as chachomim prescribed, that's sufficient. He wants to chazor to shatz as instructed by Chachamim, that is sufficient. Rabbi said, what happens if the chazan? Oh, let's see the next Mishnah Berurah. That's interesting. Sifkot Memalef. Miroi Shvatzov, I'm Besef Abir Ki Yosef the Masik. Shalo Yoyma, I was Moedim the Rabbonon. That's going back to your point. He should not say Moedim the Rabbonon. Hello, Yichav Nishma Mi Ashkech Tzibra, Moedim Shu Oyma. V'ayid Nashanoi Ginei Zich Arzonim, Loyma Moedim Itchilosu Belachash. Now he comes into Rabbi Sai, you've seen this, we see this regularly. The chazan who does not say Moedim loud. Because everybody, as soon as you say Moedim Nachnoloch, everybody says Moedim Drabonon. And often the chazan goes quiet. Says the Mishnah Berurah, this is wrong. Lo yuchalotzes bitfilosel de ashliach tzibu. Lo yadati meizim mokim yotzalim amine gazel. I don't know where that minute comes from, that the chazan goes quiet during Moedim. I don't know where that comes from, says the Mishnah Berurah. Ta'af, the noegin at tzibu leimos Moedim Drabonon, although the tzibu is saying Moedim Drabonon, mikom nokim, nevertheless, tfilosel niskan, the tefillah was established, lo oitzi misheni poki. Initially, tefillah b'tzibur was established to be moitzi, people who can't read, who are not in a bekiim. So the chazan had the obligation of saying everything loud and clear. He should say, he should raise his voice a little bit, at least. At least people around him should hear it. Habay said, Mishnah Berurah over here gives a psak halacha. A chazan has to ensure to say every single word of the Chazor Sashatz, he should assume there's somebody in the Tzibu who is being Moitzi through it. Because that's really what the Takana was made for. The Takana was made to be Moitzi Sha'ena Boki. And therefore, that's his approach. Therefore, the Moedim has to be said loud. Have you ever seen people, Chazonim, who don't say Moedim loud? Mishnah Berurah said it's wrong.
I thought
it was to say it quietly. Yeah. But, I don't know, I think that what many Chazonim do who are aware of this Mishnah Berurah, they give a minute, or not a minute, they give, I don't know how many seconds, to go through Moedim Darabonon. They wait a bit, they don't go straight into Moedim. They'll wait a little bit, and then they say Moedim and they go loud. I think that's quite common. Yeah, okay. Pardon?
Why do they have to wait?
They don't really have to wait. It's just probably to ensure that people hear. I suppose that it probably gets quite
realistic amount of time to say Moedim Darabonon, then they won't be able to say Rukul Vakshmanel. Yeah,
good as well. Yeah, you want to ensure you've got the Tzibur listening to you, so you wait a few seconds. I don't know if you have to wait. You may not have to wait. Yeah. Okay. See if you'd alef in Shulchan Aruch. In this very specific scenario. Im be'oid Adam ispalel, siyem shliach tzibur b'vocha. Okay, a person is davening Shmoneh Esrei, and he's nearly finished Shmoneh Esrei, but he's not quite finished Shmoneh Esrei. Not quite. He's nearly there, still a little bit left of Shmoneh Esrei. And when he was, at that point, just about to finish Shmoneh Esrei, the chazan then finishes Shmoneh Esrei. So im be'oid Adam ispalel, siyem shliach tzibur b'vocha, So what happened was that the Chazan started Shmoneh Esrei whilst you were just about, you were finishing Shmoneh Esrei. He said, the Chazan said a bracha whilst you were still davening Shmoneh Esrei. You were just finishing Shmoneh Esrei, everybody was saying Amen. You were, when the right time was to say Amen, you were still davening Shmoneh Esrei. But now because it's Alexander, it's a big shul, or people are schlepping out the Amen, you are now finished Shmoneh Esrei, now you can join into the Amen of the schleppers of the Amen, although you can join the Amen now, although the Chazan said the bracha a second earlier. So you can join for the Amen, although you weren't still davening Shmoneh Esrei when the bracha was said. Does that make sense? Because you can just join the tzibur's Amen. Even if you didn't hear the bracha at all, you hear the tzibur saying Amen, and you know which bracha the Amen is going, you can say with them. We learned yesterday the concept of Amen Yisoyma, Rabbi said. Do you remember the concept of Amen Yisoyma? So now there's an additional point over here that you can't say an Amen although you didn't hear the bracha, but as long as you know which bracha is being said, you can say Amen. If people are still saying the Amen, you can still say the Amen with them as long as you know which bracha is being said. See if you'd base. How in the Amen? Somebody says Amen. Loi yakbia koloi. Do not raise your voice. Yoi say more me'amevorech than the person saying the bracha. Lo yakbia koloi mishum deksiv. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Mem Zayin. Says in the Pasuk Gadlu hala Hashem itiu neroim emoshma yachdov. So don't raise your voice too much. I'm skipping now three lines in the Mishnah Berurah, and he says as follows. V'ayin oy chom. V'ayin chom oy te'acha k'tani b'nei chinuch tzorech la'anois omein. Acha be'koson. Mishnah Berurah now says that when it comes to children's brachas, look at the words in the Mishnah Berurah. Acha k'tani b'nei chinuch. If the children have reached chinuch age, you have to say omein after their bracha. What does that imply, Rabbi Yisai? Mishnah Berurah says, Amen is to be said, do say Amen after a bracha of a child who's got chinuch age. What does that imply?
Don't say Amen after a child too young.
That's right, what do you say? I'm talking about, yeah, that's right, okay, chinuch is also chiyuv, yeah. But what does that imply? Again, Mishnah Berurah says, he makes a full stop, and he says, you should say Amen after a child who's chinuch age. Who has reached the chinuch age of saying brachas?
You should say the child's bracha.
Yeah, if he's reached chinuch age. So what does that imply? That if he hasn't reached age of chinuch, don't. If you've got, what age do you think is age of chinuch for brachas?
3.
Saying brachas. And having some understanding in it. 3 or 4 maybe?
What's understanding? Do they have to say a bracha? Or in fact, what it means?
I suppose not the full, well.
Isn't saying Amen to isn't guffa that chinuch, isn't that part of chinuch?
Very good, so that's really interesting. Okay, so I think that the age of chinuch is probably about 4 or 5 of brachas. Probably 4 or 5. Maybe 6, but probably 4 or 5. And it's interesting that we tend to train. It's one of the things that we're all makbid, is that we train kids in from a very young age. It's part of Yiddishkeit. It's like Nagelwasser, comes brachas as well. So we're makbid. Our kids, they don't understand what they're talking about. They haven't got a clue what they're saying. But from very, very young age, very, very young age, we train them into brachas. Ha Yiddish a kind. Ha Yiddish and a shamala, we make sure that they say brachas. They haven't got a clue what they're saying. But we ensure that they say brachas. It's part of their upbringing. Now, I'm dafka not saying the word chinuch because probably halachically there is not chinuch. So the question is, we're very makbid and it's the right thing to do, but it's not really, they're not higia lechinuch for brachas. So if so, the poskim ask, sounds like from this Mishnah Berurah, you have to say Amen once they reach the age of chinuch. They have to say shahakol, they have to say eight. But prior to that, there is no chinuch. So does that mean you don't say Amen? Does that mean you don't say Amen? You're in training to sing the brachas, but don't say Amen. Is that really?
So, I mean, Amen doesn't have a shem in it. You
how are you losing out by saying it?
Because it is referring to Hashem. It is referring.
It's referring to Hashem.
Well, it goes into that. Like we find the concept of Emin Yesoima and the concept of not saying a bro. If it's said as an Omein, he has to be. It has to go back to a bracha. If you're saying it as an omein, it has to go back. It has to go back to a bracha. That's the concept of an omein. Consequently, there is really a shaila of saying omein to a child who has not reached age of chinuch. Some poskim, including Reb Shlomo Zalman, therefore said, "What do you do? What do you do? Child, 2 year old child says a bracha. You say omein. Oh, that's right. Reb Shlomo Zalman said. You can't not say omein because you want to train him into say the bracha. So you want to." Acknowledge their bracha, says Reb Shlomo Zalman and other poskim as well. Amen, kilim. But many poskim say that you don't actually say an omein. You say, ketufa or whatever it is, you maybe don't say the nun at the end, or you say something that sounds really, really similar to an omein, something that they won't be able to distinguish. And then you haven't got a problem with omein yisoyim, you haven't got a problem of that. Does that sound a bit bizarre to you, Rabbi Frankel? I can see that you're not very happy. That they should say Amen.
No, we start like a bracha to know that before you put something in your mouth, you just say Baruch Ata.
Yeah.
They can't finish it.
Good.
And then you say Amen.
Okay, good. No, that's fine. Okay. Who says Amen? He will say. He didn't actually say a bracha, did he?
I'll teach him my kid the three words Baruch Ata Amen.
Ah, I see. No, that might not be a problem. It might not be a problem. I wonder. It's interesting, Shailem. It might not be a problem. It might not be not Amen Yisrael. I don't know. It might not be. I don't know. But our Kuponim of Yehud learning of Shlomo Zalman was makbid about that. Okay. So just to recap what we covered. We learned this fascinating concept of being Yotze through Yalev Yovo. Somebody failed to see Yalev Yovo to be Yotze through the Chazoras Hashatz. Mashivoch as well. We learned in principle it works. And we learned that two reasons why we don't do it nowadays anymore. Mishnah Berurah says don't rely on it. Reason number one, because we won't be able to focus and concentrate. Reason number two, the chazan is likely to swallow words, and therefore you're not going to be yotze to chazoras hashatz. We learned that if you're allowed to join an omein which is said publicly, you're allowed to say that as long as you know which poch is being said. This applies also to Kaddish and Kedusha. We learned that if you say omein, don't raise your voice too much. We learned that a child who says a bracha, if he's reached the age of chinuch, you must say amen. If he has not reached the age of chinuch, then you should not say amen. That's what Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying, and Mishnah Berurah elsewhere said it explicitly. And the Mishnah Shlomo Zalman then says the right approach would be to fake an amen. That's the right way forward. We learned Simon Kuf Chav Hey Tumayim Yetz Hashem. We'll be starting.